visitors to Oakland.
Some of the famous people who have lived in Oakland and some who have visited there, like Kelly, Cook, and Mrs. Cook. When Wilbur Cleveland married Frances Austin, we came to Deer Park to spend their honeymoon. They attended church services at the Stone Church in Oakland. It was the Presbyterian Church in those years. In later years, it was bought by the Episcopals and is still now their property. Two, Professor Zimmerman brought his band from the Naval Academy to Oakland Hotel several summers, and they played lovely concerts out in the open, especially on Sunday mornings, which could be heard for miles around and were thoroughly enjoyed by all. Three, Teddy Roosevelt and his sons spent some time around Oakland and Mountain Lake. I have not met them, but many people who have met them. Their boys seem to like walking the railroad track to and from Oakland. Four, Captain Brock, the last living member of the famous 600, who fought in the charge of the Light Brigade, lived in Oakland for many years after he retired from his life's work. He had been a tailor in his younger days. He was quite old, 25, and was buried in Oakland in the Episcopal Cemetery. Five, Mrs. Leslie Carter spent several summers as a guest at the Oakland Hotel, where she was studying her role in the demo, which opened that fall, I think, the title of which was The Heart of Maryland. She was chosen for this by David Glaston because of her fame as an actress and because of her gorgeous head of hair. It was auburn and grew long enough to reach her heels. In the main scene, where the rust was to be put to death on the stroke of the town bell at midnight. She ran to the bell in her long white nightgown and grabbed and held on to the clapper as it swung back and forth across the stage. Her hair got loose from its ribbons, fell down all over that long white gown, completely covering her as she swung back and forth, holding on to that clapper to keep the bell from making a sound. But executioners supposed the execution had been called off when they got no signal. Miss Leslie Carter kept a hairdresser with her at all times, just to care for her hair. Also, she was the first actress to give up her maiden name when she married and insisted that from then on she would be known as Mrs. Russell Carter, as was worth mentioning. That was odd, you know, because they all named their